الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل، إن الباطل كان زهوقا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. From the time Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, told Shaitan and all the Malaika to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan refused. He used his own logic and he was accursed. And at that time he had taken a vow that he will try his utmost to misguide Bani Adam and lead them astray. So from that time, various fitnas have been coming in the ummah. And till today, we face all different types of fitnas. And these are all just shaitan's work. He uses min al-jinni wal-ins. Waswasi alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wal-nas. Shaitan uses different people for that. But behind it all is shaitan. It is his work. So one is, we should recognize shaitan is our real enemy. That Allah Ta'ala says that he is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذْهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as your enemy. Don't befriend him. Don't be quiet about him. Don't be unmindful about him. If you are unmindful of your enemy, then you are in big danger. And especially that enemy who sees you and you don't see him. Shaitan is watching us all the time, and he has been given such that he can influence us in so many ways. And if we are unmindful, and unfortunately we are mostly unmindful, we don't think about shaitan. We don't think that he is attacking me. When I'm talking, am I talking? Am I making shaitan happy? We don't think about it. Why am I making Rahman, Allah Ta'ala, happy? Whatever I'm doing, which place I'm in, we don't think at all. Driving, walking, looking around, am I shaitan making me look around, or am I looking for Rahman to see the Qudrat of Allah? We don't take it into consideration. Anyway, there's fitnas which shaitan has brought about are plenty, and they are there always. And that for the fitna to be there is not the big problem, but the problem is we must get saved and we must see the solution. And Allah Ta'ala invites us to that. Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of advice, and then Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. One particular thing I'm telling you. Like somebody advising somebody, giving him lot of advice, you say, think of this what I'm telling you. أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادًا. Whether you are single or together, and you think of this. أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُ. Think about it. Don't just accept what people are saying. Don't accept just what outwardly. And most of the fitnas come very in a very sweet, beautiful, enticing form. And if you don't think a little bit, you get caught up in it. It is so enticing. And finally, when Dajjal will come with his fitnas, it will be very difficult for any and everyone to protect themselves. For that, let us not forget to read our Surah Kahf every Friday, and minimum every day. Read the first 10 ayats in the morning, the last 10 ayats at night, but every day read that for our protection. Otherwise, when Dajjal will come, and all the fitnas come in a very, very beautiful way. And it's just a matter of tatafakkaru. Just think a little bit. You'll see it's not at all. It's filthy. It's dirty. It's the worst. It's the worst thing you can think about. If we just think about it a little bit. Just to understand that point. Understand the occasion of the revelation of this ayat. This ayat came actually that front Allah says, ma bisahibikum min jinnah. That your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar of Makkah, started painting a very bad picture, all the propaganda they were making. And people by and large were swept away with that propaganda. So Allah says, think for yourself. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was born amongst you. He grew up amongst you. His youth was with you. When he got married, he was with you. His whole life, you yourself called him As-Sadiq. You called him Al-Amin. How are you calling him now? Sahir, na'uz billah. Kazzab, na'uz billah. Majnoon, na'uz billah. Think for yourself. So all these fitnas come and they make the people of Haq look like stupid. And like they don't know what's happening, etc. And the fitna, the way they present it. So use this capability which Allah has given you and tatafakkaru. Think about it. And then you will see the reality of all these fitnas. So amongst these fitnas, there are old fitnas also. One is, for example, that of the Qadianis. And they present their prophet, what they call Ghulam Mirza Qadiani, as a prophet. Now, and then they entice the people, and lot of educated people, academics, get caught up with this also. But if you just think of it, you will see it's a total batil. Qadiani, for example, one side is to believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great thing. What a personality. What the qualities of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And if you just have to think a little bit of what Qadiani was, you can't even to put the two together is an impossible thing. Then we have another fitna, that of the Shias, for example. They also present their ways with the taqiyah, and they make the religion look very nice. And many people get caught up with all the things what they preach and they say. But one side are the Shias, and they are the enemies of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Now see what the Shias are, just make tafakkur, tatafakkaru, and see who the Sahaba are. What beautiful guiding stars, what the qualities, one quality of every Sahabi. What great qualities Allah had given them. There is no comparison between the two. They are world apart. Then we find another fitna that is there amongst the people is the fitna of the Barelvis, for example. The fitna of then the modernists, that is the main subject which I want to talk about. The modernists, that is a big fitna. And the way they also will come and present their talks. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to this people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This was Akhnas ibn Shuraykh, one of the worst munafiqs. But his talk was so impressive. Allah says for Nabi alayhi salam, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ. The way he speaks, everyone gets impressed with him. And there are enough Akhnas ibn Shuraykhs in the world today also. When they talk, Jadu bayan. They talk, they mesmerize you. You are completely hypnotized. What a bayan. Jadu bayan also we say. What the effect it has got on a person. So there are many people like that. So of these fitnas, one of this modernism, at one time it was people out of the ulama fraternity. People who were not ulama, who were modernists. And it was easy to attack them and easy to open up and show the people who they are. But very sadly, now is the time when many people who are ulama, who are of our fraternity, who are our students also, they also are in the field of that modernism. And we as students, we also should take a lesson, all of us. And we don't know who can slip when. Mufti Taqi Sahib explains from his father, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that a railway station, which is called a junction. A junction is that railway station where trains change direction. So if train going to the north goes to the south, train going to the east goes to the west. And all that it is out of the station, just a short distance, they've got a certain like a lever. And they just move it this way, and now the train that is going, it will go on different rails. And it will go in a different direction. Before it was done manually, now it is done automatically from the officers there. They just adjust it, and then that whole train, with all the effort that was on the train, the passengers, the goods, just by that one move of that lever, the train goes in a different direction. So that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that like that a person is on the right road, and then we don't know what he hears, what comes to his mind, what khannas enters his head, and that lever is just turned and now he's gone completely on the wrong road. So people who studied in our madrasas, people who are ours, we also go in that wrong direction. Just by that one lever change, whether it is name and fame, whether it is money, whether it is popularity, whatever the cause of it is, and a person doesn't think. Anta tafakkaru, think what your akhirat will be, what your qabr will be, and whatever we are doing, all of us, we don't just think I'm on haq and I'm munazzal min as-sama, I'm maqbool indallah. We don't know who is where. Check ourselves on Quran and Hadith every day. Check ourselves on the three questions in the qabr every day. Check ourselves on the five questions on the day of Qiyamah. Am I safe or not? Or am I also gone off? And when this ghaflat comes, unmindful, a person doesn't realize it. He's wahum ghafilun. They are unmindful. A person, one time, just to explain, we were with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali at Fajr time. After Fajr, Hazrat Bayan was carrying on. Then it came Ishraq time. It wasn't a masjid, it was by a dam. And then now we all, Hazrat said, let us make Ishraq namaz. Now the question came about Qibla. Which side is Qibla? We were not in a masjid. So the sun rises, you could see, and the sun rises in the east. So if the east is this side, then the north is in front. And here in South Africa, from the south, Qibla is straight in the north, just a little bit off. You face north, you will be facing Qibla. So all were now determining. So one person, he also said Qibla is in a complete wrong direction. And he's insisting. He says, see, the sun rises in the east, and the north is this side, we all must face here. Then all had to tell him, and a nice, responsible person. But what was he doing? He was holding his hand east-west. So north is in front. But he was holding his hand crooked like this. They all told him, see how you are keeping your hand. Now he was ghafil. He didn't realize I'm keeping my hand wrong and I'm showing the wrong qibla. Or to understand it in another little way, on a person traveling on the freeway, Monday morning, very busy the traffic. And the traffic watch, the people were traffic alert, who give reports on the traffic, they made an announcement over the radio that there is one motorist who is going in the opposite direction. All the cars are coming this way, he is going this way. So he also heard it. So he phoned into the radios to the traffic alert, and he told them, not one, plenty people, all are going in the wrong direction. So when you are going in the wrong, you don't realize, and you think everyone else is going wrong. So each one of us must check ourselves. Where am I? Am I on the right or the wrong? So anyway, this modernist, for example, there are many points. Just what comes to mind, Allah makes it beneficial, and let us say the right thing. They call those people who are following Tawheed, Haq, who are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people are in a cocoon. They are just in a little bit a world of their own. And these people are dukyanus, the old-fashioned people who got nothing to do with this dunya. These people, they are living in a very dark world, and they are afraid of the light. They don't want to come in the light. They're just living in the dark. All this they call those who are following Tawheed, who are following Sunnah, who are following the Sahaba, who are following the Aslaf, the righteous people. They call them, these people are very backwards. And you'll hear this from the modernists, that these people are very backwards, their thinking is very limited, they can't think right, etc. And they are living in this cocoon, they are living in a sheltered life, and they got what you call over the eyes? See? Blinkers on their eyes. And they don't want to see the light. So now, think about anta tafakkaru, think a little bit. What they are calling you to now, they say you must go to the enlightened world. The world has reached from where to where. And you, for example, they say the people have reached the moon already. And you still talking about istinja masalas. Istinja masalas is million times more valuable than reaching the moon. taharat and paaki. What a great thing. But the way they make it, and we also think, oh, we still just only in istinja masalas here. We are still in these things, and these people have reached the moon. These people are flying in jets in the air, and they are going in submarines, and they have reached where? What is all that? What is the sum total? Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, that if you people say you reach the moon, that is also a debatable question, but you say you reached the moon, what did you bring? What did they say? This Neil Armstrong, who went there, he said, we brought sand from the moon. So you bringing sand from the moon, what big achievement is in there? What did you achieve? You went right till the moon and you just brought a handful of sand. One spadeful of sand. Is that any achievement? Achievement is of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who on this earth, with the finger ishara, one little sign of his finger, he split the moon in two. He split the whole moon in two from the earth. Not that you went there and you just brought some sand. So anyway, they say that you must follow the scientists, the world. These people are progressive. They are enlightened people. You must follow the universities, and what the universities are teaching us, must follow that way. So if we analyze it a little bit, they say you following Tawheed, Allah Ta'ala, Risalat, Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are blind followers. Now what are they calling you? To follow that. They are not taking you out of following. They are telling you, don't follow Quran and Hadith, they are telling you, if you analyze it. And follow what the scientists are saying. Follow what they're teaching you at university, whether it's Darwin's theory of evolution, whether it is all this lesbianism and homosexuality. They say, don't follow that, so must you follow this. If we just analyze it, we'll see how baseless, how wrong, what opposite things they are teaching us. And what Allah has taught us, Allah is al-haqqul mubeen. Allah is haqq, and He makes the haqq mubayyin. He clears it up. He explains it clearly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with a deen that is so clear, like the day and the night are different. So any person can see the truth which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with is that. And what are they teaching in their universities? All it is theories. Till today it is only theories what they are. Darwin's theory of evolution. The Big Bang theory. All these are theories. So the haqq on one side of Allah Ta'ala, and he says, don't follow that. You are old fashioned. You got blinkers on your mind. You don't know what is happening. So must you follow these theories. And the other things, what they, if experiences of man, what man has experienced, and then you know, you learned how to build a house. You shared that experience with other people and you taught it now in a proper way, how to build a house, how to make a car. That is all man-made things. So what is man-made one side and what is Allah made? What is man-made and what was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rasul of Allah? Which of the two are you going to follow? But we also, and many of our students also, we also get caught up in this. Sometimes our ustads also get caught up in this. The ustads of the ummah, the ulama of the ummah, we don't think a little bit. So what are they calling us to? They are also calling us to follow. And then if we follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla jalaluhu and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that following makes us leaders in the world. It makes us leaders in the world. When the ummah, the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, perfectly, implicitly, they followed Quran and Hadith, Allah made them the leaders of the world. And they went and they told clearly, جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. We came to take you out of the servitude of mankind into the service of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, obedience of Allah. مِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا. The narrowness of this world, very difficult, hard life, into the spaciousness of this world, it means, or of Akhirah. The great spaciousness, the great, beautiful, magnificent Jannah. We came to take you out from this and take you there. And where are they taking us? Into the slavery of mankind. And not slavery of mankind only, slavery of the scientists who are by and large non-Muslims. Worse than that, they are by and large atheists. So they are telling, our ulama are telling us, go to university. So go to the slavery of the kuffar, go into the slavery of the atheists. And on the other side we are taught that go into the slavery of Quran and Hadith, into the slavery of Allah, and you won't remain a slave there. If you go into the slavery of Allah and His Rasul, you become leaders. And the Sahaba, kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, that to take out people from all the servitude of this dunya, to take you out from your nafs and go into the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, to take you out from making people happy, what people got to say, and to make one Allah happy, and to take you out from the customs and all the things of this dunya, and go into the sunnah and mubarak tariqah, and sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what can match it? You can't give a comparison. So that is what we are taught. Yeah, we are taught going these things. And then, yeah, if you follow the universities, and you follow the modern people, you never come out of slavery. You become a slave of those, of their teachings. You start talking their language. You forget your own language, falahuna wa najahuna fi imtithari awamirillah ala tariqi sunnati rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We forget that. Now we say our success is, you must follow dunya. You must, and with our language changes so much that if our boys and girls don't go to university, we will get left out of dunya. We won't be nobody. We won't be only marginalized. We will be out, right out. We won't have anything in this world. Whereas on one occasion in Bangladesh, the madaris, they had a meeting discussion to incorporate modern sciences in the nisab, in the curriculum of the madrasas. They were discussing that. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi was also present, and he said, I also thought that there is no harm, you bring this modern sciences and benefit the children, can know something about this. But he says, when I slept at night, then I saw a dream, and in my dream I saw a grass mat was opened up, and then on there was written, An-najahu fi ulumil Mustafa. An-najatu fi ulumil Mustafa. That najat is in the knowledge of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, then just before getting up, before Fajr time, I saw I was giving adhan. And loud, loud adhan I was giving. An-najatu fi ulumi Mustafa. Sayyidu Sa'dat. He said, I added in my dream the two words, Sayyidu Sa'dat. Mawlana was the Sayyid himself. That An-najatu fi ulumi Mustafa, Sayyidu Sa'dat. And loud, loud, that is what our success is. Ulumi Mustafa. Not in this, that is even ulum. It's not called ulum also, what is taught in universities, colleges and schools. It is conjecture. It is theories. It is experiences of man, and man, everyone knows that what big mistakes we have made in life. Everyone, we know in my life what big mistakes. So what you have made up, and compared to what Allah is taught, what Allah has revealed, what is from Allah tabaraka ta'ala side, where can the two ever be equal? What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, how perfect that is. And in the life, ittaqi firasati al-mu'min, fa'innahu yanzuru bi nuri Allah. The mu'min, the sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the great, great ulama, and the great pious people, the words that come out of their tongue, filled with nur, that their taqwa they have got, the ulum of Quran and hadith they have got, and the company and sohbet of the righteous and the pious, and the sohbet of the malaika, they always stay in such an environment. These people, what ulum they have got, where can these things ever be together? One time in Pakistan also, the madaris had a meeting also about the same subject, about including modern sciences, modern knowledge in the curriculum of the madrasa. And after the discussion they explained, and it became clear that many big madrasas also who included the modern sciences in their curriculum, they say, we saw that no rijal were prepared. Man of knowledge. Man who led the nation, not one was prepared when we brought the modern sciences. So Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi says that all the experiments that failed, And for us to experiment, failed experiments, is the height of our stupidity, more or less his words. That if we want to, what the people failed in, and we want to experiment the same thing. And till today the call is made to the Darul Ulooms that bring science in your subject, bring English in your subject, bring other subjects in your subject, Quran and Hadith. النجات في علوم المصطفى. Najat is in the knowledge of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they will take us, and then we see that the people who are called like big academics, like now with the COVID, with the pandemic, so all the doctors who are graduates of the universities, who are PhDs, and a PhD is a person who's got permanent head damage. That is a PhD. Who Kherawa Dimag, his brains are gone upside down. What they also follow hook, line and sinker, what World Health Organization say. Oh, he's a university graduate, he's got a PhD, he has done PhD in this field, in that field. But they just follow blindly what WHO, World Health Organization says. And World Health Organization, at this moment, when COVID started, they said 95% you'll be saved if you wear your mask. You won't transmit the disease, you won't get it. If you do social distancing, 12 months didn't pass. And they say 95% it can't save you from the disease. And it doesn't stop the disease to be transmitted to others. Your social distancing, they say it had no effect. So those, and they said, they leak it out also, that those people who follow what we say, they are the goyim, they are the scum of society. They are like the blind sheep who just follow. Those who follow them, they tell them they are. And those who stayed on Quran and Hadith, and followed Quran and Hadith, they remained on Tawheed. And Tawheed, and always, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Always there will be a great portion of my ummah that will remain firm on deen. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ. Those who want to harm them, humiliate them, they won't ever be... حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah's command will come, and لَا تَزَالُ أُطَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Always this one group of my ummah, they will remain, that all the turbulences will come. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah explained that there is a certain bird that sits on the crest of a wave, and when there is turbulence in the water, and that wave goes meters and meters high, but that bird sits 90% straight on that wave. Like that we are command, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. We must remain firm on the teachings of Allah and His Rasul. Don't go what the scientists are saying. Don't go what the universities are saying. Don't listen to Qadianis. Don't listen to Shias. Don't listen to Salafis. Salafis, we follow the Imam Mujtahideen. And who were they? Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik, Rahimahumullah. Take the trouble and read little bit who these people were. And now we must follow Albani, we must follow Ibn Taymiyyah, we must follow other people. Who must we follow? And we have got our namuna. We follow the rightful people. Where are we getting lost? And just because little bit show on a presentation of a certain way and all that, and we get also influenced by that. No, we must remain firm. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. Always firm. Don't let us waver. Don't let us think of universities. Don't let us think of radio stations. Don't let us think of TV stations, YouTube. That is not our way at all. And the people of Haq, at the end, they are ظاهرين. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. And they will remain firm. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand. Let us not waver. Let us not just be caught up in all this this outward beauty and what they put on. Come to reality. That إِنَّمَا عَيْذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةً مثنى وفراد أن تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم من جنة. Allah give us tawfiq to understand the truth and remain firm on the truth at all times. وآخر دعوانا.